ignition sequence start. 5.
Everything.
3. Everything.
Sounds.
Sounds.
This is Everything Sounds.
This is Heath. Everyone say hi, Heath.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
It's got a pedal that I'm going to be using that controls the sound of the bars. So I can make it sound like this. Or it can make it sound kind of muted. Like that. And this just stops the sound waves that you guys saw earlier.
Hey, I'm Greg Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr. This is an Everything Sounds half-isode.
What, a half-isode? Really?
Oh, yeah. It's not a full episode, but it's just as awesome.
Okay. Is that really the best we can do?
I think so, yeah.
All right, well, we'll talk about that later. Let's keep going.
No, we won't.
Okay.
That clip was a tour group, as they were about to hear something that has rarely been heard. Since the episode where we took a tour of their facility, we've been in touch with the folks at the Rhythm Discovery Center in Indianapolis, and they wanted us to share something special with you.
Remember Claire Omar Musser, the eccentric musician, composer, and inventor? We discussed one of his most unique and creative instruments.
And the most impressive piece is his celestophone. He collected over 1,300 pounds of meteorites over 4 decades and took around half of that collection to create what is basically a space xylophone.
So the bars in the frame are all space rock. It's the only one ever created in the world, and we're lucky enough to have it here at our museum housed as part of the archives. So it's just amazing to think that, you know, 678 pounds of meteorite material were melted down to build this one instrument.
While it took almost 700 pounds of meteorites to create, it only weighs about 80 pounds. But consider this, the instrument is made of material that was literally from out of this world.
It's just amazing to look at and think that, you know, this is material that was floating around outside of Earth.
Back to that tour group. The Rhythm Discovery Center recently decided to record the celestophone so visitors could know what it sounded like, and they wanted to share those sounds with you too. So for one of the first times in human history anywhere, this is a recording of an instrument made of meteorites.
It's quite possibly the last time in history that this instrument will ever be played live. Special thanks to the Percussive Arts Society, the Rhythm Discovery Center, and Matthew Altizer for sharing this with us. You can find links about those organizations on our website, everythingsounds.org, and seriously, if you ever find yourself in Indianapolis, try to spare some time to visit the museum and see the celestophone and the rest of their collection in person. You won't regret it.
Thanks for listening to this Everything Sounds half-isode. I'm Greg Shank.
And I'm George Drake Jr.
This has been Everything Sounds. Find out more about the podcast at everythingsounds.org. Connect with Everything Sounds on Facebook, and also on Twitter.